So the epistle for the fifth Sunday after Easter is taken from James chapter 1. Dearly beloved, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be hearer of the word and not a doer, he shall be compared to a man beholding his own countenance in a glass. For he beheld himself and went his way, and presently forgot what manner of man he was. But he that hath looked into the perfect law of liberty and hath continued therein, not becoming a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. And if any man think himself to be religious, not bridling his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Religion clean and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their tribulation, and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 16. At that time, Jesus saith to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in Proverbs. The hour cometh when I will no more speak to you in Proverbs, but will show you more plainly of the Father. And that day you shall ask in my name, and I shall say not to you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loveth you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came out from God. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples say to him, Behold, now thou speakest plainly, and speakest no proverb. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and thou needest not that any man should ask thee. By this we believe that thou comest forth from God. Please be seated. Be doers of the word and not just hearers. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So the message is clear in today's Mass. We can see many in today's world hear what they must do, but a lot of times they're too weak to actually do and follow through on that. So we can say intellectually understand what we must try to do, but then we don't actually go through and do this, so then it becomes a problem of the will. And that is the battle that we have between the intellect and the will, the lower passions, which is very typical of, I would say, modern man. So a lot of times we deceive ourselves when we don't live the life that we should, that we don't live the life that God is calling us to, what God expects from us, and intellectually what we know that we must try to do. And in a way, that's the analogy that St. James gives to us when he talks about looking at ourselves in a mirror, but it comes out in a dark manner. We don't see very clearly who we are. And that is something, you know, we always talk about, that expression. You know, we should look in a mirror first before we criticize other people. We should look at our own faults and our own weaknesses before we find faults with other people. But if we look in a mirror and all we see is kind of a dark manner, very unclear, well, then we certainly won't be able to identify our own problems and our own weaknesses. And in a large sense, we don't see the true us. We see what we want to see. We hear what we want to hear. And I think that's something that we have to try to identify for ourselves. You know, certainly what God is calling us to, that we must try to live that life. Because otherwise we do. We live a life that is a lie to us. We act contrary to the way that we know we should act, that we should do. Because we hear the Word of God, we understand that, but then putting into practice, I think, is where I would say a lot of us fall short. We fall short in the practical application of what we should do. Sometimes it's out of weakness, certainly, but then sometimes it's also just out of, well, we don't want to live that life that God is asking because maybe it is hard, it is difficult. It requires a lot from us. And so that's where then a lot of times we live the life that we want to live. And it kind of reminds us of what St. Paul had said, that God is not mocked. You know, we think we can maybe deceive the people around us, but we'll never be able to deceive Almighty God. And I think that's where also then it's a good time for us to contemplate and to think about kind of, have we ever considered the ripple effect of our example, of our sins? You know, how it goes and spreads itself out. You know, through our example, maybe through the scandal of our sins, how many people does it affect because of that? You know, and I think that's it's something good for us to think about. Because we talk about, you know, it talks in, St. James mentions of how people's religion could be practiced in vain. I mean, certainly if they don't live the life that God is asking from them. And so he mentions of how that practice can be then in vain. And so it's good for us to try to examine our own soul and see of how us doing a certain action could have an effect on other people because they see us doing that. Or how talking about other people or saying things, just as it says here in the readings today, of how that can also have its ripple effect on other people. Because maybe you talk about somebody, you say something, then someone else starts and they say something too. That effect that it has on other people. Have we considered that ripple effect? Again, sometimes we just consider our own soul, our own things, but what effect does it have on other people? Our example, can it lead others into sin? And that's where, I mean, it's good for us just to try to look at our practice of our faith, certainly. And that is why then the response for us is, you know, don't be someone who just hears something, but follow through and do what you hear when it comes, obviously, from Holy Mother the Church. Helping us to make sure that our religion is something that we are living each day. Not just being, you know, born into the Catholic Church or baptized in the Catholic Church, but that we live this life every day of our life. When we go off to work, when we're at home, when we're in church itself. And that's where, I mean, God is not deceived. God knows who we are. God knows our life. He knows our hidden thoughts. He knows what goes through our mind. And so we'll never be able to fool God. We can fool the people around us. But never God. And so that's why, yes, we must be true to who we are, but true in the sense of before the eyes of God. And that is why the church reminds us, you know, be a doer. Live your faith. Because don't just hear it, because if we hear it, well, what good is that? If we hear and we never follow through on that, all the more so will we be held responsible for that. But if we try to live that life, if we try to live that Catholic life, that is certainly what is going to be important for us. And as I say, granted, out of weakness sometimes, okay, we can fall, we cannot live the life that we should. But hopefully from that, then we see how we must try to live our lives and what we must change in our lives, what we must do differently. I mean, first and foremost, we must try to look at how are we pleasing before the eyes of God. Too often we look at the people around us and that is our judge. Are they pleased? Are they happy with me? Well, because in some senses we may live a life that is not pleasing to God, but yes, it pleases the people around us. Well, that's certainly not the way that we should live our lives. So that's why I say it's good for us to examine also to see what effect do we have on other people? How through my actions, is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? Does it help other people or does it hinder people in the practice of their religion? I mean, those are things that we must try to examine and see whether our religion, our faith is in vain or not. Because if we never live our faith, if we never do what our faith is requiring of us, what good is it? I mean, that's where practically you can look at that very easily. You can see, am I a different person when I'm at work or when I'm around my friends? Am I a different person if I am? Well, you've got to change that life. You can't just be like a chameleon and go toward who the people around you are like. But again, that's the modern world. I mean, it's kind of going back to the whole idea when our Lord had said about St. John the Baptist, you know, you weren't going out and seeking like a reed shaken in the wind, blowing back and forth. That's typical of modern man. When some person says something, they go toward that. When another person says something, they go toward that. We have to be people of conviction, especially with our faith, of living our life. And that's why we can't just be keep changing according to who we're around. We've got to be who God expects from us. And as I say, that's very practically, you can very easily look at this in your own life. What am I like at home? What am I like at work? What am I like around my family? Hopefully that's not three different people. And so take this time to examine that in your lives. What must I do or what must I cut out to be pleasing to God? What do I need to change in my life so that God is pleased with me all day? And there's bound to things for every single one of us to examine and to cut out, to do differently, to try to change, for all of us. But that is something that we must try to do. That is why, you know, don't deceive yourself. And that's the struggle is we can deceive the people around us, we can deceive our family, we can even deceive our own self. When we look in a mirror and we're happy with what we see, when really maybe we shouldn't be. But going back to the fact that we'll never be able to deceive God, we'll never be able to, you know, pull one over on God. Maybe that's what people think they can do. But God willing, for us, we understand that, and so therefore we know we must try to change things in our life. And so pray to God for the strength to do so, because I think that's where the difficulty lies. We know what we have to do, but I said practically speaking, a lot of times it's hard for us to do it. And that's where we certainly need the graces of Almighty God to strengthen us, to help us then to do what we need to do each day of our life. What we need to do before our family, what we need to do before our coworkers, what we need to do before our friends, those that are around us, whoever. Pray for that grace. Pray for that strength to do what you need to do. Where you're doers and not just hearers. Because in doing so, then you will keep yourself unspotted from this world. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.